USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At Saturday's Republican convention in North Carolina, former President Trump is telling China they must pay. The former president also calling out medical director Tony Fauci amidst Fauci's claim that COVID wasn't made in a Chinese lab.
But he's been wrong on almost every issue, and he was wrong on Wuhan and the lab also, very wrong.
Trump also saying China inflicted $16 trillion of economic damage onto the United States and claimed the lives of thousands. Phoenix, Arizona fire officials say Saturday's fire is requiring more personnel than any other fire in the city's history. More than 200 firefighters engaged the blaze on the west side of the city. It engulfed multiple buildings and started at a recycling center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The Fed is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because, you know, you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The White House says President Biden will be up front with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying some of the issues that will be brought up include ransomware cyber attacks, human rights, Ukrainian sovereignty, and global nuclear security. As far as if Russia is testing President Biden now, Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News she believes so, and she also believes President Biden is failing that test.
I think Biden is right to say no, he has tested him, and Biden has failed. Biden has responded with weakness to these attacks. This is the second cyber attack against a major American artery for our supply chains. And Biden has responded leading up to this meeting by waiving these congressionally mandated sanctions against something that the Russians wanted very badly, which is this energy pipeline, Nord Stream 2, from Russia to Germany. Something they wanted very badly. Clearly, Biden thought he would sweeten the deal to try to ingratiate himself with Vladimir Putin leading up to this summit. And Putin has responded by these two Russian cyber attacks and pretending like he didn't have anything to do with it. So far, Biden has failed.
A majority of Americans say their lives are getting back to normal after the pandemic. A new Gallup survey found 66% have at least partially returned to life the way it was before the outbreak hit last March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.